We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is something burning? No, it's just time for the WIP Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In.
Yes, it is that time of night. It is the Eagles pep rally tonight. And we are live with Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. But even a night like this, even a night where we just gave away a trip to the Eagles-Saints game, a trip to New Orleans, even a night where it's a pep rally and we're talking about a game in 2 days. Well, last week we didn't do a hot stove check-in on Friday. The people were not happy. The masses got to Jack and I and said, what are you guys doing? Like, we have to have this. So we said, all right, we'll do it this Friday. But especially because of what's happening this weekend. So the Phillies are going to meet with Bryce Harper. Now, I was under the assumption, Jack, that this meeting would happen tomorrow. But then Richard Justice of MLB.com yesterday wrote it as if it was happening on Friday, which is now. So maybe it's happening now. But they're meeting with Bryce Harper, which is the most important part of this whole thing. The Phillies will meet with Bryce Harper face-to-face for the first time this offseason. Middleton's going to be there, and Klentak's going to be there, and Gabe Kapler's going to be there. All the big boys, Andy McPhail, are going to be there to meet with Bryce Harper to, I assume, gauge his interest and how serious he is interested in playing here in Philadelphia for the Phillies. And that's a big deal. I mean, the Phillies are meeting with one of the great players in all of baseball, and they're on probably a short list of teams that he could go to. We already know Manny Machado has been here to Philadelphia, met with the Phillies, and that side of the equation started to become a little bit more clear today. So the Yankees signed DJ LeMahieu, who is a pretty good middle infielder, but an infielder.
Won the batting title 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's a little older. He's not special, but they signed him to a 2-year deal worth $12 million a year. So it's not like they just signed him on a minimum or something. Like, they signed him to play him. And they have a lot of infielders now. They signed Troy Tulowitzki. They signed LeMahieu. They have a guy in Andujar who rookie of the year type of season last year. They have a lot of players in their infield. And this feeling today became with the national reporters that this kind of signals they're not really that much after Manny Machado. Like, they're not willing to go and come close to giving him the most money. And the feeling is the Yankees, Jack, might actually be out on Machado, which means it would just be the Phillies and the White Sox.
Yeah, that's huge. And the Yankees have been playing cheap all offseason.
Yep.
It feels like the Stanton contract last year almost took them out of all free agency stuff this year.
It did. I mean, they decided to take on that Giancarlo Stanton contract, and they got some of it bought down, so they kind of got him on the cheap. But still, if they basically chose him over the idea of either Harper or Machado. I mean, Harper's been begging to go to the Yankees. They're going to have no interest. And then Machado basically begged to go to the Yankees, and they have tepid interest. So this is great news for the Phillies.
It just feels like everything's breaking the Phillies' way.
It is. If the Dodgers really aren't in on Bryce Harper, this is the way I read it right now. And maybe something changes over the next couple weeks, but the way I see it now, just based on the most plugged-in reporters, it feels like Harper is either the Nationals or the Phillies.
Yep.
And Machado is either the Phillies or the White Sox. And that's why, and Jack, I noticed you tweeted last night, I tweeted something similarly. Like, the whole offseason, I have said they're going to get one of these two. I prefer Harper, but I'll take Machado. They're going to get one of the two. And we all kind of just laughed off the idea or said it's a very, very big long shot that they could actually get both. But the more this continues, there's a chance, if they want to, they could get both.
They might just back into it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much they're willing to just outlay this offseason. Like, what is stupid money? But if they are actually willing to spend, you know, what it takes to get one of these guys, if the other one says yes, there is a real chance.
Yeah, and here's what I don't get is that, like, I know they love Arenado, and I know they would love to bring him in next offseason. There's a very realistic chance that, A, he signs an extension, and B, that Machado is a better player and is actually available now. And I think the Phillies want to add in a guy who is another $200-plus million guy, because you can't just win with Harper. Like, he can't be your only big-money guy. They have the money to do it. Like, why not just – I just don't get the philosophy of why not just kill two birds with one stone right now.
I'm with you. And Arenado might be a little bit better than Machado. But
he's 2 years older.
Right. I don't think it's that much. He's 2 years older. And he hits a Coors Field. He's a Rockies player, which I always think it's very hard to know what he'd be if he left there. Machado's going to hit. I mean, he's not going to hit 50 home runs a year, but he's going to hit 35, and he's going to play great defense. If I can only choose one the next 6 years, Machado or Arenado, I'd choose Machado. He's younger.
Yeah, so would I.
And like you said, he's available now. So it's amazing how this is breaking. I feel better about the Phillies landing one of these guys by the minute.
But yeah, so do I.
Every single time that something happens. And the Yankees have actually been the biggest reason why. Because I assumed this whole time the Yankees would get one, the Phillies would get the other. If the Yankees don't want either, the Phillies are the next most likely team to get one of these guys and the most motivated.
Yeah, and I like that Middleton's going tomorrow. Like, I don't feel like tomorrow is some kind of smokescreen to the Nationals if Middleton's involved. Like, Middleton's not going to waste his time for a smokescreen to get the Nationals to offer more money.
Yeah, he's got to be in New Orleans on Sunday, John Middleton. He's got an Eagles game to go to. He can't just be going to Vegas for no reason tomorrow. They're going to try to sell Bryce Harper on the Phillies.
I think they're going to get both. I really, really think they're going to get both. Because I think Machado's going to start costing less and less. I think they're going to get Machado for $250, and they'll give Harper 10 years, $350, and they'll sell them both on playing together.
Well, I'll say this right now. If the Phillies can get Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, they can be a 95-win team next year. Like, I say that with conviction. They went 80 last year. They might have been a little worse when you look at their team. But if you add Robertson, Segura, McCutcheon, and two of the top 10 players in baseball in Machado and Harper, they could jump to 95 wins next year.
Yep. And maybe if they add in a Keuchel after that as well, you can get a legit number two, I guess.
And we're watching October baseball next year?
Oh, we're watching October baseball next year, baby.
Man, it will be fun. I really believe they're going to get one. We'll see. The Harper meeting is tomorrow. And a couple more things before we jump back into our pep rally and Eagles conversation. So it's funny, I've been tracking the way people have been talking about these Harper rumors. It feels like, I'm trying to think of the way I want to say this, it feels like everyone is poking around the internet and looking for clues that Bryce Harper is going to sign here. Some of it's funny, some of it's silly. We talked about the MLB The Show thing the other day with kind of the way they've been wording tweets.
And he is announcing on MLB The Show.
Yes. And then there was, you see this last night? I guess someone found a way to get into the back channels and look at MLB.com's
yep.
pages. And the HTML, you can kind of see Phillies in there. And I don't pretend to be someone who gets it all, but I do know from writing before, like, you could pre-write things, and then if someone found the back link, you could kind of see what's written. And sometimes it doesn't ever actually hit the internet. Like, any smart writer, if you think it could happen on a weekend, would probably write up a post like, oh, Machado signed with the Phillies.
Like I did today.
Oh, you did it for...
For WIP, yeah, I wrote the Harper one.
Like you, so it's ready to go if it happens.
Yes.
See, how about that? We're thinking ahead.
Gotta be honest, I didn't like doing it. I felt like I was jinxing it the whole time while I was writing it out.
You know what? The crazy part is, I feel like beat writers do that for everything. Like, they pre-write all the stuff.
Well, you got to be the first one to get clicks.
If you're not first,
you ain't first, you're last.
All right. So that happened last night. But the other big thing that we need to talk about is. Did you hear that MLB Network's Intentional Talk talked about one of our podcasts at WIP?
Yeah, so that was cool. They used the clip from Nightingale. Me and James are not featured on it at all, which was a little unfortunate.
Well, but they just wanted his answer. But you asked the question.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, maybe throw me a bone.
They put the name of your podcast on MLB Network.
I know, it was really cool. But they did not say they didn't say I host pod, which is fine. But nonetheless,
you seem like you're complaining a little bit.
There's a little complaining going on.
They didn't say my name. They didn't talk about the podcast.
They didn't say my name. They could have said the name of the podcast.
But it was on the screen, wasn't it?
Yes, it was on the screen.
Look, I think if you rank the exposure that the High Hopes podcast has gotten the last 2 days, number one would be us mentioning it on the evening show.
Yeah, agreed.
And two would be MLB Network putting it on television today.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
Well, right. I would say the evening show made another star.
Bob Nightingale?
Me.
Or you?
Me.
Well, that makes more sense. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.